Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Every time that I prepare, I always feel that I will not have enough to say.
每一次当我准备讲章的时候，我总是觉得我好像没有什么东西可讲。
But then after I prepare, I realize that I probably have too much to say.
但是当我准备的时候，我就发现我准备的太多了。
Okay, so let's start right away.
所以让我们就开始吧。
Last time I was up here, it was August, and I talked about serving the Lord.
我上次分享是去年的八月，我在这边分享说如何服侍神。
And specifically made a point about how all Christians can and should serve God.
我那时候特别指出来，所有的基督徒都应该也需要服侍神。
Doesn't matter if you're a new or old believer.
不管你是新的还是旧的基督徒。
Doesn't matter if you're having a good day or a bad day.
不管你有好的一天或坏的一天。
You can and you should serve God.
你必须也应该服侍神。
And I talked about many different ways you could serve.
所以我那时候也指出来，我们有许多不同的方式，我们可以来服侍神。
Today, in the message, I'm going to refer to one specific type.Of service, and that is loving your neighbor.
今天我特别要跟大家分享的就是如何爱你的邻舍。
Now, some of you might be thinking that you cannot serve God because you're not trained properly.
很多我们中间有很多人觉得我们没有办法来服侍神，因为我们没有受到操练。
That maybe you're not religious enough.
或者我们并不是那么属灵。
You haven't gone to church enough, or you haven't gone to seminary.
或者我们没有常常去教会，或者我们没有去到神学院去受教练。
But that's not true.
但是这不是真的。
Most of us will never be a pastor or a reverend.
因为在我们中间不是每个人都能够成为牧者。
But that doesn't mean we cannot serve God.
但那并不表示我们不能服侍神。
God can use anyone with a humble heart and a willingness to submit to Him.
神愿意用每一个有谦卑的心，有愿意服侍的心来服侍他。
And some of you might be thinking that.I cannot serve God because I'm too sinful.
或者我们中间有人觉得说我的罪性这么重，我怎么能来服侍他呢？
That we're not good enough.
或者我们并不是那么好。
And it is true that we are sinners.
我们事实确实我们是罪人。
And this point, I'll talk later in the message that although we are sinners, we can still serve God and bring glory to Him.
我等等要跟你们分享，虽然我们是个罪人，但是我们还是能够服侍他，然后来把荣耀归给他。
So today I'll talk about how.Imperfect people can serve a perfect God.
今天我要跟你们分享是一个如何不完全的人来服侍那完全的神。
And I'll also try to answer the question of the title of the sermon that are we born sinners or are we created in God's image?
我同时也要跟你们解答我们是不是生来是罪人呢，还是我们是生来是神的造神形象所造的。
Because if we're not sinners, then because if we're not perfect.Then we are sinners.
如果我们不是完全的，我们就是罪人。
But if we can serve God, then it must mean we have something good in us also.
但是如果我们能够服侍神，就表示我们还是有一些好的地方。
Let's look at the main Bible passage for today, which is from the book of Luke.
今天我们要分享的是从路加福音来看。
And it's Luke chapter 10:25-37.
是路加福音十章二十五到三十七节。
And I'll just read in English only. Please follow along in your own Bible or follow along on the screen.
我今天我们这因为经文很长，我只念英文，请中文的弟兄姐妹或者看你的圣经或者看投影。
On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered.Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, And who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead.A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out two silver coins,and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. May God bless the reading of his word. Please bow your heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this parable, and we pray that you would open our hearts to receive your word. Help us to learn from this parable that Jesus gave. That we would use the lesson to honor you and to love our neighbors. Pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So this is the parable of the Good Samaritan, and I think many of us are familiar with this story.
我相信我们中间都很熟悉，这是一个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And it's interesting that this passage is found only in Luke.
这很稀奇，只有在路加福音中记载了这一节。
And just a side note, Luke is a book in the Bible that really talks about the importance of outcasts.
我们可以发现路加福音是讲到一些如何来接受一些不被这些社会接纳的人的。Outcasts
such as widows and sick people and foreigners.
被社会拒绝的人是包括了女人、寡妇或者是生病的。So
why is Jesus even telling this story?
为什么耶稣要在这里讲这个故事呢?
You always want to think about that. Why is this in the Bible? Why is Jesus talking about?
我们应该常常想到为什么主耶稣在这里提到这一章？为什么这个记载在圣经中？
An expert in the law came to ask him how to get eternal life.
因为一个律法师来问主耶稣说如何得永生。
He was probably a devout Jewish person.
他也许是一个很敬虔的犹太人。
And he said that he knew the Old Testament commandments.
他知道，他说他熟读旧约的律法。
And he knew to love your neighbor as yourself.
他也知道要如何要爱他的邻舍。
So he was probably good at following them when they were convenient.
所以当他一定是一个很服从这些律法，如果是对他有益处的时候。
Maybe he loved his neighbors like his friends and his family.
也许他爱这些邻舍，就是爱他的邻居或者他的朋友、他的家人。
So he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
所以他问耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍？
So Jesus tells the story.
所以耶稣就在这里讲了这个故事。
So in the parable, clearly there's a victim who is hurt and desperately needs help.
在这个比喻里面，我们可以看到有一个人是受害人，他需要帮助。
And a priest and a Levite come by, but they pass on the other side.
但是一个祭司跟一个利未人来的时候，他们却从旁边走过了。Both
are very religious people.
因为这两个人都是非常敬虔的。
And you might think they're supposed to do the right thing.
所以你会以为他们一定会做一些对的事。But
in this story, they didn't do anything.
但是这个故事里面，他们什么事也没做。Instead,
a Samaritan comes.
但是有一个撒玛利亚人来了。And
a Samaritan is an outsider.
因为撒玛利亚人是一个外邦人。They're
not pure. They're not pure-blood Jewish people.
他们并不是一个纯正的犹太人。So
if they're foreigners, how could they be our neighbor?
因为他们是一个外邦人，他怎么能成为我们的邻居呢？
And of course, Jesus didn't mean a physical neighbor next to you, but he meant your fellow man, your fellow human.
主耶稣在这边讲到邻舍，并不是讲说住在你家隔壁的，乃是。 笼统地讲说你的同胞，你的旁边的人。
So in the story, this is probably what you least expect.
所以在这个故事里面，你完全没有想象得到。
And I think Jesus used this example to try to convict that expert of the law, the Jewish person.
主耶稣也许就是想用这个比喻来指向这个律法师指出来。
That person was probably hoping that the priest or the Levite would do something right.
这个律法师原先可能以为说，这个祭司或者利未人会做一些对的事情。But
instead, in a twist of the plot, the Samaritan is the good guy of the story.
但是不照着他的想法，这个情节最后变成是那个撒玛利人去做了对的事。And
if you look carefully, the Samaritan doesn't just do a little something.
如果你看得仔细一点，你发现这个撒玛利人不光是只做他该做的。He
goes above and beyond.
他做出超乎他所该做的事。He
uses his own donkey, which would be like his nice car.
他用他的驴子，就像今天我们用的好的车子一样。He
cleans the person, risks his own life, uses his own money.
他来帮这个受伤的人洗干净，他不怕得到传染病，他也用他的钱。
And at the end of the story, everyone admits that this Samaritan, he was the good neighbor.
所以在故事的最后的时候，所有人都承认这个撒玛利亚人才是我们的好邻居。
He did what was right, showed mercy, showed compassion.
因为他在那里表现了他的怜悯，他的慈心。
Now, on one hand, the priest and the Levite did do something right because they could not risk touching a dead body.
但是另一方面来看。这个祭司跟利未人，他们也做对了一件事情，就是他们遵照律法，他们不去触摸死尸。
So it's true, maybe they didn't want to catch a disease, or maybe they didn't want to become ceremonially unclean according to their laws.
也许他们就是不想得到传染病，或者他们真的是在律法上洁净。
But Jesus knew that a lot of these experts of the law were only concerned about that.
但是主耶稣在这里知道这些遵行律法的人他们常常只注重在这个律法的遵行上
For example, in Matthew 23
在那个举个例子在马太福音23章
Jesus said that these Pharisees he's talking to the Pharisees and he says the Pharisees they did follow the laws which is good
他主耶稣在这23章跟那个是法利赛人讲说法利赛人他们是非常遵循律法
But they neglected mercy and justice.
但是他们却轻忽了那公义跟神爱神的事。
And Jesus said, "You shouldn't just do one; you should do both."
主耶稣在那里说，你们献祭是很好，但是你们也该做别的，另外的一方面也该做到。
And in James chapter 2, is a passage that talks about doing good deeds.
在雅各书二章也讲到说，你们要有。
And the author says, you can't just say, oh, I hope you feel better, but you should do something about it.
所以那个作者在那边说，不能只对人说，我希望你感觉好一点，会快快好起来，你应该做一些事情。
So during Jesus' time, these Pharisees, they were only concerned with these rules.
所以在主耶稣那个时代，所有的法利赛人都是注重在他们怎么样来遵循这些规条。
They could not see that the purpose of the rules was to...at the end, honor God.
他们没有看到这些遵循律法最终的结果是要来荣耀神。
So it's a warning to them and a warning to us.
这对他们是一个警告，同样对我们也是。
Don't let your own interests in worship prevent you from serving your neighbor.
所以不要让我们对神的敬拜影响来阻碍了我们爱人。
Last week, if you were here, Pastor Rick was here.
如果你们在这里的话，上个礼拜Rick 牧师在这里。
And he talked about how when we worship God, we cannot only think of ourselves.
他讲到说，当我们来敬拜神的时候，我们不应该只想到我们自己得益。
We need to think about God and think about others. That's true worship, he said.
我们真实的敬拜乃是想到如何让神得荣耀，如何来帮助别人。
So now these teachings of your neighbor, loving your neighbor, is not just from the New Testament.
当这个爱里邻舍这个教训，并不只是新约的教训而已。
Actually, this expert of the law he brings in this quote from Leviticus from the Old Testament.
事实上，那个律法师所引用的是从利未记里面引用出来。
Specifically, Leviticus 19.
是在利未记十九章。
And that is where it talks about loving your neighbor as yourself.
那边讲到说，你爱人要如己。
For example, it says if there's a stranger.Treat him as one of your own.
那在那边讲到说，一个陌生人，可是你要把他当作自己人来看待。
And if you have a farm, you should not harvest everything, but leave something left over for some poor people.
当收成的时候，你不要把全地的农产全部收尽，你要留一些给穷人。
So the Bible clearly emphasizes that everyone is your neighbor.
所以在圣经上真是强调说，所有人都是你的邻舍。
And if you look at this parable, it's interesting where it's placed in the book of Luke.
所以当你看这个比喻的时候，你会很稀奇，为什么这个比喻是放在这一节这个地方
？Right before it, it talks about this group of the 72.
因为在这个比喻之前，讲到耶稣差遣七十个人出去。
And Jesus appointed 72 other followers to do his good works and to spread the good news.
那时候耶稣差遣了七十个门徒出去来为传讲福音。
And it's an amazing account where they did miracles and they could heal people and they could trample snakes and scorpions.
因为在那里我们可以看到他们这七十个人出去做了多少的神迹奇事，他们治疗了人家的病，践踏蛇蝎，也甚至把
And even had authority over demons and when they cast the demons out of people.
他甚至有权柄把那个被鬼附的人把鬼赶出去。
These 72 sounds like an amazing team. I call it the dream team.
这七十二个人实在是很稀奇，很有能力。就我今天我就叫他梦幻组合。
Just a fantastic story.
这是一个非常稀奇的一个故事。
And then right after that, it goes right into this story, the Good Samaritan.
然后那个故事完了以后，就讲到这个撒玛利亚的比喻。
Now that's not as amazing.
这不光是特别，不光是奇迹。
It's not, yeah, it's not beautiful. It's not glamorous. It's not, prestigious.
因为这并不是一个好像很吸引人或者是很特别的事情。
But in the book of Luke, it's given equal value because it's equally important.
但是在路加福音里面，他用同样的重要性来讲这件事，因为在神眼中是同样有价值的。
So here you see, before you see these model Christians, the 72, and then here you have this Samaritan.Who is also doing the right thing?
在那里啊，你看到前面这七十个人，他好像是神的这个大军出去做事，然后后来又看到这个撒玛利亚人。
So I think in Luke, it's trying to show that quote unquote awesome Christians can do God's work, but also people who are just humble regular people, they can do God's work too.
所以在这里，路加要指出说，不光是一些特别受神重用的人可以做神的工作，一些一般的基督徒也可以做神的工作。
Now I want to make it clear that the passage does not say, "Don't be a priest."
所以我要指出来，我并不是说这个讲说我们不需要成为一个祭司。
It's not saying.Being religious is bad. It's not saying that.
或者说，做遵守律法是个错坏的事情。
But it is saying to follow the good example of this Samaritan to show that same love.
他确实要指导我们，只是我们要效法这个撒玛利亚人，把爱传出来。
Now, how could the Samaritan show compassion and mercy if the Samaritan is not as religious as those Levite and priest?
但是这个撒玛利亚人，他也不是祭司，也不是利未人，他怎么能够表现出这些美德来呢？
He was not an expert of the law like this other person was.
他也不像那个律法师一样，知道律法很清楚。
But when faced with this crisis situation, he did the right thing.
但是当这个危机来的时候，他却做了对的事。
How could this be? Wasn't this Samaritan a sinner?
这怎么可能呢？因为撒玛利亚人不是一个罪人吗？
Like us, aren't we sinners?
就像我们一样，我们不是一个罪人吗？
So then we get to the question.
所以我们就来到这个问题。
Are we as humans born sinners, or are we created in the image of God?
我们这些人类不是生下来就是罪人，那或者是我们是照着神的形象所造的呢？
And I'll tell you the answer right away.
我可以告诉你们的答案。
It's both.
因为我们是两种都是。
We are sinners, but we're also created in God's image.
我们是罪人，但是我们也是照着神的形象所造的。
So there, you already know the answer.
所以你就知道这个答案了。
So you can go now. Just kidding. And I first thought of this topic, when I was watching a movie.
当我首先想到这个题目的时候，是在我看一场电影的时候。
And I was actually watching it with some of the kids here, like John and Will, so you can thank them.
因为我是跟中间两个孩子一起看的。
The movie is a Batman movie.Dark Knight.
我们是看到那个蝙蝠侠的电影叫《黑夜骑士》。
And of course, it's not a Christian movie.
当然，这不是一个基督教的电影。
But it clearly illustrates this dichotomy, these two points, evil and good.
但是这个电影却很明显的显现了两种不同的个性，一个是恶好的，一个是坏的。
And if you haven't seen the movie, sorry, I'm going to ruin some parts of it for you.
如果你们还没看这电影，对不起，我要把那个结局有些情节要告诉你们。
So the bad guy is this guy named the Joker. He's a villain, very bad.
中间那个恶魔的代表是一个叫做 Joker 的。
And of course, Batman, he's the good guy.
那我们知道那个蝙蝠侠是好人。
And there's a scene at the end of the movie when everyone in the city is getting very scared.
当最后的时候就讲。那个城市里面每一个人都是非常的害怕。
Because the Joker has even controlled the police.
因为那个恶魔 Joker 他已经开始控制了警察局了。
So everyone's trying to leave.
所以每个人都想逃开。
And a lot of people are leaving on two boats, two ferries.
很多人他们是坐两个船离开。
One ship is full of prisoners because they're being transferred out.
因为有一个船是上面都是犯人，他们要被移开到别的地方。
And one ship is full of just regular citizens.
另外一个船上坐满了就普通的老百姓。
And the ships are moving, and suddenly they stop.
这个船开始开了，突然间停下来。
Because on the ship, the Joker, he's very powerful, put a huge bomb on both ships.
这个时候他们停下来，是因为他发现那个恶魔。也放了两个炸弹，每个船上都有很威力强大的炸弹。
But he doesn't just blow it up immediately because the Joker is strange. He likes to play with people's minds.
因为这个炸弹不会立刻爆炸，因为这个恶魔呢，他很想利用人的心理来做一些阴谋诡计。
And on the ship, he provides a switch, and he says, "If you turn the switch, you'll be saved."
在这船上，他有个。
Button or something, yeah.
按钮。对，如果你按的话呢，你就会安全。
But then the other ship will explode.
但是你按这个按钮的时候呢，另一个船就会爆炸。
And they only had 1 hour to decide.
然后他们只有一个钟头来决定这件事。
Okay, so the Joker's trying to trick the people into killing each other.
所以在这里，这个 Joker 他想利用人性来死，就是自相残杀。
And of course, the people don't know what to think. Like maybe they'll be saved in time.
但是这个人不知道，他想我们也许会及时被拯救。
Or maybe the Joker's bluffing, like he's just lying.
或者这个 Joker 他只是在那边假装的试探我们。
And it's a powerful scene at the end of the movie because in the movie you see all this violence and evil.
但这个整个电影是一个非常非常这个暴力的。
很好的。So I'm going to have to tell you what happens. So on one boat, they take a vote.
所以他们要决定，那可是有一个船上他们就要选择。
And the people vote to push the button.
所以那个船上的人他们就决定说我们要按那个按钮。
And on the prisoner ship, of course, all the prisoners are like, push the button, push the button.
然后在那个犯人那一组呢，他们也说，哦，让我们来按那个按钮。
So, but in the end,One person, he gets up and he's like, fine, no one will do it, I'll do it, I'll do it.
所以在这个时候就有一个人站起来说，如果你们都不敢按钮的话，我来按。
But then he realizes that no way he can do it.
但是他发现他没有办法，他按不下去。
And then on the prisoner ship, this huge prisoner comes up and is like, give it to me now.
然后在那个犯人那个船上，一个很壮大的一个犯人说，让我来弄。
And you're thinking, uh-oh, he's going to push it.
所以我们每个人都想说他一定会按下去。
And he takes it and he's like, this is what you should have done 10 minutes ago.
所以他就拿着这个，他说我们十分钟以前就该这样做了。
And he throws it out the window and breaks it.
他就把那个按钮丢到外面去，那个按钮就坏了。
Right, so on both ships, the people did not kill each other.
所以这个两个船的人都没有把对方杀死。
And the Joker, so the Joker was trying to prove that deep down, everyone was evil like him.
因为那个 Joker 他希望要证明一件事情，在每个人的内心里面，最深处每个人都是邪恶的。
But of course he was disappointed that it didn't work.
但是他却非常失望，因为没有照他想象去执行。
And Batman says, "This city just showed you that it is full of people ready to believe in good."
因为蝙蝠侠这时候就对他讲说，这跟向你证明，这城市里面的人实在是都是心存善良的。
Now the first part's easy to see that people are evil.
所以我们很容易看到人都是邪恶的。
Famous verse, Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为在罗马书讲到说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We are all sinners. From the moment Adam and Eve disobeyed, sin became a part of human life.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后，我们就成了罪人。
It's inevitable. People are born into it.
因为我们是生来就是罪人。
We can't help it.
我们没有办法。
And later, Paul in Romans 5 says that that's why we need Jesus.
所以在保罗在罗马书第五章说，因此我们需要耶稣基督。
Because through one man, Adam, sin entered the world.
因为因着一人，罪入了世界。
And the punishment is death.
所以我们的罪的代价就是死。
But also through one person, Jesus,Life can be granted and the punishment can be removed.
但是因着一人，耶稣基督，我们的罪就得了赦免。
So ever since the beginning of the Bible, in terms of the book and in terms of time, you see evil things all over the place.
所以从圣经的开始，你就可以看到人性的 恶与善在那里挣扎。
Think about Noah.
想看 挪亚。
God was so mad at the people for doing bad things and disobeying them that great flood came.
因为神在那时候非常愤怒，世界上的人是这样的罪恶深大，所以他就用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
Think about Abraham and Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后我们可以想到亚伯拉罕跟在那个索多玛跟俄摩拉。
And he was so mad, God was so angry at the city that he destroyed the city, and Abraham had to go save Lot.
那个时候神是对这两个城市这样的罪恶深重非常的愤怒要毁灭这两个城但是亚伯拉罕却要拯救罗德。
Galatians 5 talks about this difference, this dichotomy, good and evil.
但加拉太书的时候第五章他讲到这个不太一样。
For example, I'll read Galatians 5:19.
我要念加拉太书五章十九节。
The acts of sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
加拉太书五章十九到二十一节说，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽。 邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。That's
in the Bible.
这是圣经里面讲的话。Those
are like curse words almost, and it's in the Bible.
这圣经中这好像看起来是咒诅的话。
Right, these are terrible things, and even in Old Testament time and in New Testament time, these sinful things have been happening, and even today, of course.
所以这些事情事实上真的在圣经中记载了许多，从旧约到新约，甚至今天的社会，我们都是这样。
It's because as humans, we have fleshly, earthly bodies.
They're sinful. 我们人的肉体是带了罪性的。
And I think that's why it's always so refreshing to play with babies.
所以我们可以知道，有时候我们在跟小孩玩的时候，我们是觉得好像很好。
Some of you know my brother had his first child in September.
你们知道，我的哥哥去年九月时候有一个孩子。
And I went to see my niece.
我去看看我的侄女。
And so fun to just play with her because she just eats and sleeps and poopy and that's it. You know?
跟他玩真是很好玩，因为他只会吃喝睡拉，所以非常有趣。
Right, she doesn't know how to lie, how to steal, how to murder. She doesn't know how to do that.
因为他是这样子的，我天真无邪，他不知道怎么样说谎，怎么样来杀人，怎么来欺骗。
Right, but then as a teacher, I think of my students.
但是我是一个老师，所以我想到我的学生的时候。
And by the time I get them, they're 15 and 16.
当我开始教他们的时候，他们是15、16岁。
And by that time, they do know how to do all those things.
因为到那个年纪，他们什么都知道，都会欺骗。
Right, so they're tricky. They always lie. They copy homework.
他们就欺骗，他们就会诡诈，他们常常是抄人家的功课。
Sometimes in the middle of class, they'll be holding something like a magazine or a cell phone, and they hold it like this, you know.
在上课一半的时候，我就看到他们手上拿了个什么东西，一相信是杂志啊，是什么。
In the middle of class, I see a lot of kids, not a lot, maybe one or two, and they're always like this.
所以在上课的时候，我就看一两个人就在这边眼睛斜斜看。
You know, and it's so obvious, and then I walk over there, and they're like. Suddenly high.
你在上面一看就看到，你走过去的时候，他马上就藏起来。
Or I know in the morning they were absent, and then later I'll see them in the hallway.
因为早上的时候他们好像缺课，可是后来等等他们又出现了。
And they run and hide.
所以他们就要跑开，要躲起来。
You know, so it's easy to see that people are deceiving and sinful.
所以你可以看到人性是这样子的诡诈，这样子的要欺骗。
Right, it's because evil is a real thing. The devil is a real thing.
因为恶是一个真实的，这个恶魔是一个真实的事。
And 1 Peter says that the devil is your adversary, always roaming around, ready to devour.
因为彼得前书第五章讲到说，你们仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Just put on the TV.
今天如果你打开电视。
And you're going to think this country is totally going in the wrong direction. Right, look at the music videos, they're inappropriate, and the songs with curses and lewd things.
你可以看到说那些电视的里面的歌唱节目，那些歌词淫秽，简直是让你就是不能忍受。
Again, just last week, sad news again of a shooting in a nursing home and a shooting in a community center.
Yeah, 上个礼拜我们可以看到好多不幸的消息，有的人到那个安养院去把人射杀，还有到那个文化中心去杀人。
Of course, also the bad economy because of company officials.And government officials that are corrupt.
这个经济的危机也是因为政府跟公司里面的人他们的腐败。
So it's easy to watch TV and be like depressed. This is terrible.
所以当你看到这些电视节目的时候，你就觉得自己就已经是消沉了，没办法。
But then sometimes you watch the same TV and you'll see glimpses and signs of hope.
但是同样的，你看了电视节目的时候，有些时候你可以真的看到好像那一些希望在那里。
That people are doing the right thing, what is lovely and admirable, as the Bible would say.
就在那边你会看到有一些人，他们真的在那边做可爱的、可敬的事情。
On the news, there are little segments called Making a Difference.
在那个电视节目里面有一个节目叫做改变，勇于改变。
And it talks about people who do the right thing, and often it calls them Good Samaritans.
在那时候这很多他们在那边 就报道一些人就是叫 好撒玛利亚人，因为他们在做一些对的事情。
One of my favorite TV shows is Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
我最喜欢的一个电视节目就叫超级改造房屋。
And these famous builders and designers, they go and build a house for a suffering family.
这些有名的设计家或者建筑师，他们去帮助一些需要帮助的人。
And what touches me is not the stars of the show. Like, I don't really care about them.
但最摸到我心的并不是这些有名的人。
But what always touches me is at the end, you see how many volunteers they had. There's hundreds of volunteers, including a building company and just people from the community.
最让我感动的就是那些成千上百的志愿帮助的人，他们来帮助做这个。
They're the ones that do all the work. The designers just design it and they don't do anything. They just scream at them.
这设计师只是设计而已，真正做事的都是这些自动愿意去做的。
And that always touches me. I always get touched just even watching the commercial for it.
每一次当我看到这个广告的时候，我都会受到感动。
So every now and then we see glimpses of God and of heaven, and we're reminded that we are God's creation.
所以这时候我们常常在这些节目里面，我们看到人性，可以看到神。创造我们，也提醒我，我们是被神创
造。When he made us, the moment he touched us, he could not help but put some of his own nature into us.
因为我们是他创造的，所以当他创造我们的时候，他就把他自己那个好的本性放了一些在我们里面。
His goodness, his love, his beauty.
他的良善，他的美丽，他的爱。
And this part, as we saw in the Batman movie, it's harder to notice, but if you look carefully, it's there.
这些点我也在这个蝙蝠侠的电影里面看到，你要很仔细的去找。
Genesis chapter 1, the very first chapter of the Bible. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
创世纪一章二十六节讲到，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Right? So when God made us, made man,He made us in His own image.
所以当神造人的时候，他是照着他的形象来造的。
Psalm 139, verse 14. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, it says.
诗篇139篇14节说，因我受造，奇妙可畏。
There's a band called David Crowder Band.
有一个乐队叫做 David Crowder.
And one song goes, You make everything glorious, you make everything glorious.You make everything glorious, and I am yours. What does that make me?
有一句说，你造所有的东西都是荣耀的。那我是你造的，那因此我是应该是怎么样
？So if God, everything God makes is glorious and wonderful, and God made us, then logically, we are wonderful also.
因为神所造的都是荣耀的，都是。奇妙的，那我们是神所造，所以逻辑上来讲，我们就等于我们应该是荣耀的。
Right, God made the universe. He's the master, and we are His workmanship. Of course, we're not just plain and ordinary. We are part of that awesome creation.
因为神是创造世界的主，那我们是神所造的，因此我们就不是一个随随便便普通人，我们是一个荣耀的创造受造者。
And in the Bible, when Paul tells us how to live. He says to imitate Christ and to imitate God.
在圣经里面，保罗叫我们要效法耶稣基督。
He says we are the image of God.
因为我们是神的造神像，神的形象所造的。
And you can find that in Corinthians and Ephesians.
你们也可以在哥林多前书看到，或者以弗所书看到。
Because people today you cannot physically see Jesus.
因为今天的人没有办法肉眼看到耶稣基督。
Until one day he comes back.
直到他再来的时候。
So for now, we have to be that image. We have to be that reflection.
因此，我们现在就应该是神那个荣耀的一个代表。
So that people can see Jesus through us.
所以人可以从我们身上可以看到耶稣基督。
Through the things that we do.
也经过我们所做的事看到耶稣基督。
Through loving your neighbor.
经过我们爱别人来看到耶稣基督。
Now, of course, it does not mean that you can be saved by just doing good things.
但是不能说因为你做了好事你就可以被拯救。
You still need the sacrifice of Christ, of course.
我们还是需要主耶稣基督的宝血来拯救我们。
But with this grace from God, we are now free from sin.
因着神的恩典，我们今天在罪里面得了自由。
And by the grace of God, we can experience goodness as we serve our fellow man.
因着耶稣基督的恩典，我们今天可以用来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
So through God's mercy, we have this freedom from sin. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste that sacrifice.
因着耶稣基督他的牺牲他的宝血我们今天从罪恶里面得释放让我们不要浪费这样子的得救
So before I read from Galatians 5 This is again from Galatians 5
让我再来看加拉太书第五章
13 and 14
13到14节
You my brothers were called to be free But do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature Rather serve one another in loveThe entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself.
十三节哈，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
So before, there's that passage that I read that talked about all those evil things in Galatians.
在刚刚我们引用到加拉太书的时候，我们讲到许多好像邪恶的事情。
And here in the same chapter says don't do that.
但是在这里同样的一章就叫我们不要这样做。
And right after that, at the end of the chapter, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit.
然后在后来章节里面讲到圣灵的结的果子。
That when we're full of the Spirit of God.All these good things come out: patience, love, kindness.
当我们充满了圣灵的时候，我们这些所有的美德都会出来。我们的忍耐，我们的爱心，我们的各样的事情。
I have another example from TV. Sorry, I watch a lot of TV.
我要再用电视来做另外一个比喻。
And it's from a commercial. I even watch those.
对不起，我看了很多电视，我甚至连。这个广告的。
It's for an insurance company.
这是一个保险公司的广告。
And it's a commercial where it shows all these people doing the right thing, and one person does something, and then someone sees it, and then he does something, and then she sees it, and then she does something.
这讲到说，人他们做对的事的时候，别人看到，别人也会跟着去做。每一个人看到他做对的事，他们自己也会去做对的事。
And there are a lot of simple things like holding the elevator, helping a baby carriage come down from a bus, things like that.
都是很简单的一些小事，帮人家开个电梯门或者开车开一个门，让那个小孩子妈妈推的小婴儿车过去。
And that, sorry.
都是小事。
And at the very end, the announcer says.When it's people who do the right thing, they call it being responsible.
最后的时候，那个播音员说，当人做对的事情的时候，他们就是做负责任的事情。
So this commercial implies that doing the right thing is what people should do.
所以这个广告在那边指出，当你做对的时候是应该的。
It's our duty, it's our responsibility to help others, like in the commercial.
这是我们的任务，我们的责任来帮助、okay. 来帮助人。
Again, this is not a Christian company, I don't think.
我相信这个并不是一个基督教的公司。
So even these non-religious people are encouraging us to do the right thing.
所以甚至这些不是教会的机构都来鼓励我们人要做对的事。
So if people are sinners and terrible people, why would people even do the right thing?
如果我们人都是罪人，那我们怎么能去做这些事情呢？
You might be thinking like, oh, it's because the country and the laws encourage that.
Well,
then I'll say, well, it's because this country was founded on Christian, Judeo-Christian values.
但是我们知道这个国家是建立在基督教精神的国家。
That the people who founded this country 200 some years ago knew that in the laws, we should follow God's commands.
所以200年前，当那些开国先锋他们决定要制定律法的时候，他们是照着圣经来制定。
And people, even non-religious people, that's what is right when we do these things.
所以他们这些不信教的人，他也知道这是对的事情去做。
So we're created in His image, and He Jesus lives inside us.
因为我们是照他神的形象所造的，主耶稣基督也住在我们里面。
And even for people that are not religious, we cannot help but reflect God's awesome creation. Even if we're not religious, we can't help but be good because God is good.
就算我们不是一个属神的人，但是因为神是好的，所以我们也就表现出我们的善良的一面。
Now, if we were just random beings, if we were just randomly here and not made from God, I don't think we would do this.
如果我们只是任意创造出来的，不是照神形象创造出来，我相信我们做不到这些。
God created people to be special.
因为神造人是特别的。
And I talk about this in my class all the time in biology.
我在我们生物课的时候，我常常这样跟学生们这样讲。
Survival of the fittest.
因为我们知道适者生存。
Look at animals.
你们可以看看那些动物。
They don't really love their neighbor.
他们从来不爱他们的邻舍。
Okay, some animals like bugs, they eat their own young.
所以那个像有些昆虫，他们把那个幼虫吃掉。
If someone rarely do they live in groups, but if some of them live in groups and one of them gets sick, they just leave them behind.
动物并不是常常成群的，可是如果他们是一群的话，有一个动物生病，其实他们就把它留在后面，他们就走了。
Right, rarely will you see if an enemy is attacking one of them, the rest will just bye bye. You know, rarely will you see them help; they'll just run away.
我们常常看当动物受攻击的时候，他们很少说团结起来对付那个攻击的人，反而他们都逃跑了。Because
they have to survive.
因为他们必须要生存。
But for humans, we're not like that.
但是我们人却不是这样。
If we see someone in need, we go care for them.
当我们看到有人有需要的时候，我们就去帮助人。
Someone who's ill, even terminally ill, we try to prolong their life as long as possible.
当我们发现有人生病或者是得绝症的时候，我们也希望让他们能够多活几年来帮助他们。
Right? When you see someone suffering, you just think, hey, that's not right. When someone suffers, that's not right.
当我们看到人受伤的时候，我们觉得是不对的，我们希望来帮助他们。
Because as God's creation, we recognize that there's something wrong about that.
因为我们都是受造的，所以我们知道这是不对的。
And we like to follow this golden rule to treat each other the way you want to be treated, to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们常常就是根据这个经律来说，我们希望我们如何对人，我们希望人怎么对我。
So back to this parable, the traveler in the parable, the victim, he knew. The Samaritan in the story. The Samaritan in the parable knew one day that maybe he too would need help.
所以我相信那个在这个例子里面讲的好撒玛利亚人，他也许想到说有一天他就是那个受伤的人。
So he treated a stranger the way he would one day want to be treated also.
所以他就这样子照顾那个受伤的人，他希望有一天人也这样照顾他。
I have a good friend, Brian.
我有一个好朋友叫 Brian.
And when he was a kid, there's classmates that were bothering him because he was kind of, I don't know, nerdy, I don't know.
当他小时候的时候，他的班上同学常常惹他，因为他看起来有点怪怪。
And he didn't know what to do. He even asked an adult, the guidance counselor.
可是那个指导顾问就跟他这样讲说。
And the guidance counselor said to punch back the other person.
叫他说你就打回去那个欺负你的人。
And of course, Brian was shocked.
然后那 Brian 就简直吓坏了，怎么会这样？
He didn't do that.
所以他并没有这样做。
Instead, he followed the golden rule to treat others the way he wanted to be treated.
所以他就根据这个他所知道的，他希望人家怎么待他，他也希望怎么样去待人。
And later on in his high school career, he influence a lot of his classmates as he set this good example.
因为他这样子的例子，所以他后来在高中的时候，他也就让很多人来跟 跟着他走。
And since then, he's always lived by this golden rule.
所以他自从那以后，他一直是照着这个方式来过日子。
There's an interesting example also in the corporate world.
同样的也在这个世界里面。
It's about a company, eBay.
公司 eBay.
It's an online site where you auction things and you sell things.
我们可以在那个。在 eBay,
you sell and buy things.
就是我们在那个上面买东西买卖东西。
But the thing is, it's not from the company, it's from individual people who buy and sell.
但是那个地方不是一个公司在买卖，而是个人他们在那边做买卖。
And I first used it in, I think, 1999 or 2000.
在1999年或2000年的时候，我第一次用到 eBay.
And my friend Ben told me about it.
我的朋友告诉我。
And I was very skeptical. I was like,How could this work?
因为我那时候很小心，我觉得很疑问，说喂，这怎么能够做成呢？
Why would someone ever use this?
为什么有人会去用这个？
Why would an investor buy into this company?
为什么会有一个投资公司会要来买这个公司呢？
Can you just trick somebody?
因为你很可能就是欺骗了他。
Can you just be like, I'm going to sell you this bike and then send them the tissue?
他可以说他要买一个脚踏车，我最后给他的却是一盒纸。
Can you be like, oh yeah, I'll send you the money and then send them monopoly money?
或者说 okay, 我会寄钱给你，可是他结果送了别的东西。
Right? What's to prevent the buyers or sellers from tricking each other? Nothing really.
在这里面没有一样事情会拦阻这个买者买卖双方有些欺骗的行为。
But as you know, the company, or at least back then, was very successful.
但是那个时候这个公司非常非常的成功。
Billions of dollars of transactions.
几百万的那个交易在那进行。
Clearly it worked.
非常成功。
Let's look at what the founder had to say. And his name is Pierre Omidyar. Pierre, the founder. He's the founder.
我们来看看那个创始人他怎么说。
And I'm going to read the quote, but Auntie Tara, I guess you just summarize the important parts, okay? It starts like this. So they asked him, like, how did you found this company? We believe people are basically good.
他说，人家问他说你怎么成立这个公司？他说我相信人是。都是好的。
We believe everyone has something to contribute. Da, 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 da. I found the company on the notion that people were basically good and that if you give them the benefit of the doubt, you'll rarely be disappointed.
他说，我发现这结论来说，我发现人都是好的。如果说你保留那个怀疑的态度，你这个东西就会做得很好。
So then he goes on to say, to set some values, encourage people. It's all about treating each other the way you want to be treated yourself.
所以这个又回到这个最重要的一点，就是说你希望人家怎么来待你，所以你要怎么样待人。
That's what this businessman said. I'm pretty sure he's not a Christian. I'm not sure.
这是这个公司的创始人说的，我不知道他是不是基督徒，不过这是他讲的话。
He took a risk in this company that if people were not good, his company would have failed.
他就冒险，他愿意冒险。如果说人性是恶的话，他的公司就不会成功。
But he believed that people are basically good, and his company took off.
因为他相信人性是善的，所以这个公司就成就了很大的。
And even I've used eBay about probably 200 times.
我自己个人就用了200多次的 eBay.
So clearly, although we are sinners, there's something good about us as we're made in God's image.
虽然我们都是罪人，但是我们是因着神形象所造的，所以我们还是都有一些善在我们里面。
Right, and through this, we're called to love our neighbors.
经过这个爱人如己。
Now, why should we even love these random people that I don't even know?
为什么我们要爱那些我们都不知道的人呢？
Well, think about it this way. Why should God love us?
如果你这样想说，为什么神会爱我们？
There's no reason God should really love us, right?
因为实在没有一个理由神要来爱我们。
We are sinners. We disobeyed. We killed Jesus.
因为我们是罪人，我们都不服从，我们甚至把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
But God can't help it. He made us and he loves his creation.
但是神好像没有选择，因为他造了我们，他就爱我们。
God loves us because that's what's right. That's what's good. That's what God is.
因为神是这样的好，这样善，他就是这样子要定义要爱我们。
God is love, right?
神是爱。
So for us, the same should go for us.
所以我们也同样的要去爱别人。
So I want you to think, who in your life, who are your neighbors?
所以你们有没有想谁是你的邻舍？
Of course, friends, family, maybe.
当然，我们的朋友，我们的家庭。
Maybe literally your neighbor, some old person.
或者你的邻居，一些比较年老的。
Okay, but again, they're everyone, your church members, maybe co-workers, maybe even someone who you don't really like that much.
所以每一个人，教会里面每一个人，你公司的同事，甚至有一些人你不太很喜欢的，这都是你的灵舍。
There's a speaker that comes here often, Brother Wendell.
我们有一个弟兄常常来我们这边的，Wendell 弟兄。
And once he said he was very convicted by God through something a stranger did for him.
他说他有一次被一个陌生人向他做的事情被他觉得被定罪。
He was on vacation and he saw someone on the side of the road who needed help.
因为有一次他去休假的时候，他看到路旁有一个人好像需要人帮助。
And he said, "No, I'm not stopping. I'm on vacation. I'm not stopping."
因为他说，哦，我现在是休假，我不准备去帮助他。
But then later in that trip, he needed help, and his car broke down.
但是后来在那个旅行里面，他的车需要人家来帮忙了。
And someone did stop for him.
事实上就有人停下来帮他。
And the person that did stop for him was not a Christian.
那个来帮助他的人也并不是一个基督徒。
And he was so convicted by God, and he felt a little bit ashamed too that he didn't stop before.
他那时候真的是被神光照，他觉得他真是有罪，他没有停下来帮助别人。
Right, he was thinking, how could a Christian not stop, and then a non-Christian stop and do the right thing?
他觉得说，一个基督徒，我怎么没有停下来帮助人，而一个非基督徒却停下来帮我？
The Bible even says that if we don't do the right thing, if we don't worship God and serve Him, even rocks and stones will do it.
因为圣经上讲过，说如果我们不来赞美神、敬拜神，甚至石头跟树都要站起来赞美。
Now I'm not saying that a non-Christian is a rock. I'm not saying that.
我并没讲说非基督徒是石头。
But that if we don't give God the glory, I mean, He'll even use non-Christians to give Him glory.
如果我们不能给神荣耀，我相信非基督徒甚至都会把荣耀归给神。
And I think we should be convicted by that, and maybe even feel a little ashamed.
所以我们应该真的是常常警醒，我们真的是要觉得很羞愧。
First Corinthians chapter 1 talks about that.
First Corinthians.
chapter 1, this is 26, verses 26 to 29.
24.
And I'll just kind of talk about what it says. How God, He turns everything upside down.
因为神会搅动一切的事情。
He uses the foolish things and weak things and lowly things to bring shame to those things that are mighty and noble and wise.
他借着愚拙人来使聪明人惭愧。
To show that we shouldn't boast or be proud of, ooh, we're so religious. We shouldn't do that.
就来让我们知道，我们不能因着我们的敬虔而夸口。
But instead, he'll use lowly people like the Samaritan.
他会要用一些那个低，好像比较低的，像撒玛利人一样。
Who are not religious at all.
他们并不是敬虔的。
To bring glory to him by loving neighbors and by doing the right thing.
但是因为他们做的对的事，他们来爱他们的邻舍，因此他们能够把荣耀归给神。
So just as the Pharisees are warned, we are warned also.
就像在这里法利赛人受到警告，我们也受到这样的警告。
So is man full of evil, or are we made from something good?
所以人究竟是邪恶的呢，还是我们是有些善良在我们里面
？And again, the answer is both.
但是这个答案我是相信两者都有。
As long as we're here on earth in these earthly bodies, we'll always have this battle with our sinful nature.
只要我们还活在这个世界上，我们还在活在这个肉体里面，这两种势力总是在我们里面有征战。
But of course, praise God that He saved us through Christ.
但是感谢主，借着耶稣基督宝血，他拯救我们。
And let's not focus on the sin.
因此，让我们不再注视到我们的罪性上。
Let's focus on what we can do as God's creation to bring glory to Him.
让我们来真的是尽力在做到神创造我们，我们把荣耀归给神。
So again, please don't think, oh, I can never serve God because I'm sinful.
所以，请你们不要再去想说我是个罪人，因此我不能服侍神。
Sin is a part of this world, but Jesus redeemed us through His blood.
这个罪是这个社会的这个世界的一部分，但是感谢主，耶稣基督的宝血已经把我们拯救出来。
And we are created in God's image, and hopefully I've shown you a lot of examples where there is good in man.
因为我们是照着神的形象所造的，也希望我今天能够带了很多例子来让我们知道神的良善在我们里面。
Let's focus on that. Focus on that, and that how God made us capable to love and to love our neighbors.
让我们真的定睛在神这边，让我们知道我们神，我们是可以做许多神要我们做的事。
And that's one way we can serve and worship God through loving our neighbors.
所以这是一方面，我们可以来爱神，来敬拜神，来归荣耀。
So again, think about how you can serve and who is your neighbor even today.
所以今天我希望你们想到说我如何来服侍神，我谁是我的邻居色。
Thank you.
谢谢。